This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. Seattle is definitely underwater. Torrential rain and hurricane-force winds have overwhelmed the Northwest. Nearly 4 inches of rain fell, swamping parking garages, drowning intersections and large dogs, and overwhelming Seattle's ability to handle the rain runoff. It always rains in Seattle, but not generally in biblical proportions. The governors of Washington State and Oregon have declared states of emergency. Oregon resident Marilyn Babcock says she made a mistake. She should never have left her house.
We should have stayed inside our house, but we were trying to get out because the water was starting to come up.
At least 2 people are dead. Roads are closed, so communities are cut off. 20 miles of Interstate 5 south of Olympia have been closed until late today. You can't drive the straight shot from Portland to Seattle. You have to take a detour of as much as 440 miles. The spokeswoman for Oregon's Department of Transportation, Carla Keller, says it's not just the interstates that are in trouble.
All the highways in Northwest Oregon, all the coastal feeder routes are all having problems at this point in time.
President Bush is annoyed with Congress. He has scolded lawmakers for failing to pass spending bills to fund the government and troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. The government's budget year started October 1st, but most federal agencies are running under stopgap spending bills that will run out in the middle of this month. A new report by the 16 intelligence agencies in the United States says Iran abandoned work on a nuclear weapons program more than 4 years ago. The National Intelligence Estimate says Tehran is, quote, less determined to develop nuclear weapons than the United States originally believed. Iranian officials say they welcome the news, while congressional Democrats do not. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says he hopes that President Bush now reads the report very carefully to avoid another Iraq. Meanwhile, Iran is throwing out the Canadian ambassador. Canadian officials say they don't know exactly why yet, but it could be a tit-for-tat exercise. Canada has not liked several proposed Iranian ambassadors to Canada. They're suspected of having radical student pasts. Well, Canada says the decision to expel its ambassador is entirely unjustifiable. And you may have suspected this, but Japanese researchers have discovered that young chimpanzees, in one respect, may be smarter than humans. The researchers pitted the chimps against human adults in a test of short-term memory. Now, numbers were flashed on a screen, and then they were replaced by white squares. The humans and the chimps had to remember where the numbers were and then push those buttons in numerical order. Guess who won?
When the numbers were up there for about 7/10 of a second, the chimp and the college students both did about the same. But when the numbers were up there for a briefer time, like down to 2/10 of a second, that's where you saw the difference. The humans did a lot worse than that chimp.
Reporter Malcolm Ritter of the Associated Press on that chimp-human memory study. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Back to you, Allison and Luke.
The moral of that story is if you cross a chimp, he's going to remember. Human, maybe not so much. The chimp, he'll remember.
If you cross a human briefly enough.
Right, it has to be a quick.
Chances are he will probably not remember it.
And what was that order of the little white boxes?
I have no idea.
Me neither.